This is CliffCentral.com.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hey. Happy Wednesday, man. It's that time of the week, your favorite hour of the week. And the show is called Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi, right here on CliffCentral.com. All right, it's Wednesday, but it's also hump day. Right? It is hump day. And I just want... hey, forget the cliche, forget the elephant in the room. We know it's Valentine's Day, but we don't care because we just want to talk about the issues that really, you know, affect us in our relationships. And we're not going to go with the cliche and talk about Happy Valentine's Day.
That is so great, three also.
And you guys are probably wondering who is talking on the other side of the mic, and I will reveal her in no time. But as you know, we're talking about very interesting topics, and our topic for today is cheating ever okay or justified or understandable? For instance, if your spouse refuses you sex and or maybe even refuses to meet your other needs, you know, does that give you permission to go and cheat? And I'll repeat that topic for today is that if there's a certain need that your spouse is not fulfilling, do you have the right to go and find it somewhere else? And you can send us your WhatsApps and also call us, you know. But let's use our WhatsApps. The number is 079-748-2090. And we are hanging out with our guests as usual. And Intombi Yomzulu, let me just introduce her. a lady from Ada Smith, like my mother. Uh-huh. Maybe we should do that. Actually, award-winning actress. Award-winning.
Absolutely.
And Malti.
Yes. Yeah.
Malti, award-winning actress. You guys know her from Hard to Get. You know her from Tell Me See Something. And recently, she just played a twin. There was a nice one, and there was also a crazy one on...
They were both crazy. The one just looked nice.
The other one just looked nice, ladies and gentlemen. Tissue Ware is in the building.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
What's up?
I have not seen you in a minute.
Yeah.
Where I actually used to work with this human. Yeah. And my very first job in the industry, I was a researcher at Scandal.
Was it researcher or writer?
I was first a researcher. Yeah. I worked my way up.
Yeah, yes. You hustled, girl.
Yes.
And people need to know what you hustled. You didn't just get where you were. And you didn't sleep your way to the top.
Well, no, I didn't.
There was a bit of hesitation right there. Did you or did
no,
you not?
No, I absolutely did not.
Yeah.
It's funny, I've never received any offers. I feel actually a bit insulted by that. No one's ever said, I'll only give you this job if you sleep with me.
Man, your time
what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you? Huh? Or what's wrong with them?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You hot. You pretty hot. I mean, I know there's a lot of guys who are like, did you wait?
And girls.
Okay. Yes, that's you. Yeah, so what have you been up to? Talk to us before we get into our topic.
I've been doing a lot. Obviously, there's always the acting. The last thing I did was The Imposter.
Yeah.
With Ferguson Films, but I'm also a writer and a director.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot on that front as well. I'm in development on my first feature as a director.
Yeah.
And I just shot a film actually, which will. Am I allowed to mention names?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
you
cool.
can.
Yeah,
this is Cliff Central, baby. You just say anything.
There's
that
freedom.
You say.
I'm so not used
freedom.
To freedom.
You can even swear on this show.
Oh, great. Fuck this. on SABC One, I creative produced, wrote, and directed a 4-part miniseries of standalone films.
Yes.
In the fantasy supernatural genre.
Supernatural, pela as in this is Africa. Supernatural Uptalati or supernatural aliens. Yeah, come on now.
Well, we did a bit of everything. We're just dealing with the energies that we don't see, because I don't think we've tapped enough into that, especially because it's something that we deal with so much as black people, where we know that they are spirits. We know that.
And we shy away from it now these days. Yeah.
And when we tell it, the telling of it, I find, is always very boring. Like, it's just Ubloyi and talking cats.
But the kitchen was very interesting.
Oh, Oh, yeah, Mkitima was great.
Mkitima was very interesting. And people don't know, which, you know, you in the spiritual world, right? Ugogo, right?
Yeah, Togo was a kid. Yeah.
As for some of you, I'm at Hey, Chris. Gareth. Let's talk to your
White
ancestors.
White people have glossies, guys. Don't disrespect.
Yeah. So I want to know. Like, I mean, you know, you've done all of this. You're a writer. You're an actress. You're a filmmaker, director. Which one do you enjoy the most?
Yo, I enjoy all of it. It's not. I can't choose because I'm not cheating on the other when I'm with the other.
Yeah.
I'm in a polygamous relationship with all these careers. So,
yeah.
Yeah, because for me, storytelling itself is my job. So whatever form that takes,
geshayazo. And you just jump on it, right? Mm. And what has been your greatest accomplishment?
Oh. I could be corny and say, oh, I'm raising my daughter. But yeah, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, I would say Madiba was a pretty big deal for me.
It was nice.
I played Evelyn Mandela.
Yeah.
Starred opposite Lawrence Fishburne. So that was a pretty big deal.
Is it sexy?
I had to kiss Lawrence Fishburne. I'm still healing. No, Mtala.
Yeah.
Like,
Mtala maro 6. Mtala.
The thing is...
you know what I find difficult? Especially for us in the industry, it's very difficult for me to say, you know, Isha, when I'm spanner, no, Kelly Rowlands or 6. Because you never know. One day you could be working with Kelly Rowlands. And if
you're
in a relationship, then it could cause problems, right?
Yes.
Right. So when you don't mention the people that... Who
I find attractive.
Yeah.
I do. Actually, my partner and I were on a show just recently.
Yeah.
Where they made us write our individual smash lists and we had to guess each other's smash lists. So was interesting.
And when yours was?
Mine was Buntle Morisele. God, she's hot.
Smasher.
She's so hot. God.
I'm not saying anything because my wife's listening to
this. But your eyes are saying everything.
Yes.
Yeah, she made the list. Losha Cooper made the list. Mandisa, it was so predictable.
Yeah.
No, her number one was
like, Tembisi.
No, actually.
Yeah.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
And then the ones I couldn't have guessed was Khumotso Christopher and Gail Nkwane.
Khumotso Christopher.
Yes, she's nominated. These are very, she's nominated. Yeah. She's such a brilliant actor. These are very, very attractive women, but I just thought that Mandisa was into like ratchet chicks.
Yeah.
I was so surprised.
Because you're ratchet. Do you consider yourself ratchet?
No, of course not. Yo, I have so many personalities, guys.
Yeah,
and I've learned, turning 30 changed me.
When did you
I
turn 30?
To embrace
you
all
still
these.
Look 25.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I am.
I'm 33. Yeah, I have been here.
You having more children?
I'm 33. Can I have more children? I don't know if it's biologically possible.
No, maybe I must have this conversation with Mandy's.
Oh, she definitely wants kids. She wants like 7 kids.
So we
might do it. We might.
No, you are going to do it because what Mandisa wants,
Mandisa
I
gets.
Tell you, she gets. Yeah, and I remember one time she was like, "That's a very nice girl." And she's like, and then she got this girl. Look at you.
Really?
Now. Whoa.
When did she say this?
How? When do you think I don't know Mandis? No, I know Mandis as we are fair.
For real?
Yeah.
How?
She always wanted to tap that, and now she's tapping it. Why not?
Ah, Mandisa. Yeah.
We are hanging out with Utishiwe, your favorite actress, director. Pantula for life, you know, that's one of the things that I like about you. You fit in everywhere.
Yeah, it's that multi-personality syndrome thing. It helps.
Okay, so it's more like acting sometimes.
No, it's not acting. It's it's a disorder. I think it's a disorder, really, because for a long time I was like, no, but who am I? What am I? And we just spend way too much time in our heads as artists.
Yeah,
you actually can't be a lot of things at the same time.
And that's
time.
What makes a great actor, right? Mm. Are you an actor or an actress?
I'm an actor.
Yeah, because you know some actresses are very finicky when you say actor. They want you to say actress.
I prefer not to put my sex.
Yeah.
Not that sex.
Yeah.
In my work, I'm an actor first. Mm-hmm. So even things like, oh, this is the best female director of our time, which a lot of directors get. It's always preceded by female director or female lawyer or female scientist.
Why can't we just say director?
This male scientist is great. No one says that.
No, no.
So it's almost as if it's unexpected that you can't be great and be females.
Are you sexist?
Am I sexist? Not at all. I'm an equalist.
You're an equalist?
Yes.
So do you believe in this thing, 50-50, if you and I are doing the same job and I'm a man and you're a woman, we must get paid the same salary?
Absolutely. I think we need to, the standards need to be the same.
Yeah.
But then obviously there's a lot of things that play into it, like experience. This is my first time hosting a radio show.
Let's say
so
everything.
I cannot get paid the same as you.
No, but I'm just saying, let's say everything. Everything
is equal, is the same.
Is equal.
Then we must get paid the same.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know why I'm asking you this question? Because I've been traveling around with Brothers for Life and stuff. And
some of
our men's seminars, you know, this question comes up. And there was a guy who serves the CTM, and he's like, okay, so Mina, I work with this lady and, you know, she's demanding the same salary and, you know, we sells reps, but, you know, makumele kuka ma tiles akakuki. So what must happen?
Well, then I cook my tiles.
No,
though.
But
I feel like she must cook her tiles.
Yeah, no, she has to. She has, right?
Also, I think like women also mustn't do it to themselves. No, but I'm a woman, so I won't do 1, 2, 3. For example, in my industry, I hasn't cook my tiles.
Yeah.
A female cinematographer, there I go.
Yes.
Will,
a female cinematographer, yes.
Will carry the camera. If you are in grips, you will carry what you need to carry. You will lay down tracks, whatever, lights. And there's no such thing as, oh, no, fanatoto so low as
umuntu esifazane.
Exactly. And obviously, there are those things that make us different. But maspana siyaspan.
Okay. Speaking of Hispanic, because I just want to waste this last minute, you know, talking about you and so that we can get into our topic. Do you remember all your lines from your past projects?
Oh, my God.
Like when the scene is over, it's over. Pelili.
With theater, it's much harder to not remember everything.
Yeah,
because you're doing it all the time.
Over. Yeah, but with television?
With television.
Yeah. Like, for instance, do you remember your lines from the imposter?
Yeah. A lot of that was came out in the moment.
Fighting. Yeah.
So a lot of that wasn't scripted. Like, sometimes the blueprint is there in the script, and then as an actor, you're given the freedom to just go, which is great. And especially Manto, a lot of the things she said were not in the script.
I thought it was amazing, though. Well, I thought you were amazing, you know, and Kulu was also just amazing.
He is so brilliant.
What was it like working with him?
It was great because he takes the work seriously.
Yeah.
And there aren't many actors like that anymore that are there for the craft first.
Yeah.
So everything was a workshopping. So we'd workshop scenes together and we'd find ways of... And he's present. It's so nice to work with an actor who is
present
in the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like aga recite my line.
Yeah,
he is the character.
What do you think is the problem that you know we have like a limited number of those kind of actors?
The job is not taken seriously as it used to be. There's this weird thing where acting is like it's just about being on TV.
Yeah.
People grow up wanting to be famous and then they become famous. That has nothing to do with acting. Like, literally nothing. So now if abantu bafuna ukuvela TV aren't going to put in the work, they don't care about where this character comes from, what's going on right now. So it's about the craft. It's just about...
Does this whole thing Yama Numbers affect you? Like social media? You and I were just having a chat.
Going
to an audition now, they ask you how many followers you got.
Yes, it affected me emotionally for a very long time. But I made a point in my life where I'm realizing that it's also business, because we must be balanced as artists also.
Yeah.
Because you can come with that, this is the craft and only the craft. But at the end of the day, it is a business.
Yeah.
So if a producer says that I want someone to lead this film that has this number of followers, it's because he's thinking about how he's going to make his money back.
Or this sexy, right? But it doesn't really match. I mean, producers will want to have a sexy actress, but, you know, they wouldn't really pay for that actress to become sexy, right? Because,
you
look at Tishi, where at some point you played a tomboy, right? And at some point you have to play this sexy woman, and at some point you have to play like a very chubby girl.
You have to put in the money and the work for that, like Charlize on Monster.
Yes, on Monster.
And, Matthew McConaughey on Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
He lost so much weight for that film.
Yeah.
And they need to fund that process. So,
but it's not happening in this country.
Of course not. There's a lot of things we still need to grow into doing before we make these high demands as producers now.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be like this. Then let's put in the type of money into the industry as Hollywood is.
Hmm. Amazing. We're hanging out with the most amazing actress Tishiwe Zicubu.
Zicubu. Come on, give it a go.
Good tongue. Zicubu. Yes. Oh, we hang out with Tishiwe Zicubu. You know, she's a multi award winning actress. She's a mom. She's a film director. She's a fun person. Togoza Koko. So maybe, you know what, she might just read for us today, no?
Hey!
Who's in a malon?
Hey!
Yes, spamming your Wi-Fi. Just in your Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, Lana. And we're coming back.
We're like on the second floor, yeah, guys. I can't feel the ground.
Yeah, you have to be on the ground. Don't forget, our topic, we're about to get into it. And our topic for today is... is it okay that if your partner does not fulfill a certain need that you have, that you go and find it somewhere else? We hang out with Tishiwe Zicubu, Cherry Vasekas. Hashtag it.
CliffCentral.com.
Sanibonani kamalamgu ayanda boroto ningazi ez umadlamini uphumelele unkosikazi kampi yakhe lapha yakwisibaya lalelani wozani zosilalela usikhuluma ngani la nokahliso the show is called Unleashed and I'm hanging out with Kahmo.
Hi, I'm Miranda Njangase and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
You know what's really nice about this show? Is that it doesn't feel like a talk show, no? No?
Is this a talk show?
Yeah, it's meant to be talk, like, you know? Yeah, because we only have an hour and we just want to spend the entire hour just hashing out these issues. And we feel like music sometimes, you know, it just...
Gets in the way.
But sometimes music just speaks to the whole issues.
Why are you gyrating?
I'm telling you, the aircon is definitely not working in the studio because the hottest actress is in the studio and her name is Tishiwe Zicubu. And we are talking about... you know, a very serious issue here, Wuti. When is it that you are allowed to go cheat? You know, if you're not getting it from your person, you know, can you go and get it somewhere else? Right? Mm. Right. And I know that on Imposter, you know, you've played like two characters. Was there at any point in your life that you found yourself playing two characters?
Are you asking me if I've ever cheated on a partner
before? Well, I was trying to put it in a nice way, you know? I was trying to put it in a nice way.
I don't want to get myself into trouble for nothing.
Yeah, have you ever found yourself cheating?
I'd like to believe that this is a safe space. So
it's not safe. It's on the net, darling. It's not safe.
Prior to the relationship that I'm in now, I'm going to be absolutely honest and say that I have at times...
Prior to the current one.
Yeah, previous relationships.
Yeah.
Underline.
Yeah.
In previous relationships, I have kind of gone outdoors.
Shower more.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's not like... Shower more. Yeah.
I'm not proud of it.
Well, yeah. But you see, that's another thing. Is there anything wrong with cheating?
I think people need to make choices that are in line with what they want, and then they need to be vocal about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So don't enter a monogamous relationship and then go and cheat, because now you're lying to yourself and the other person. Like, it's simple.
So
just
get into
tell the
polygamy.
Person up front. Polyandry.
Okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
Because polygamy is when the man is having multiple partners.
Yeah.
But if both of you are just
doing your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
<Zaki.
Yeah. laughs>
Basically. And they actually, I've worked with people, I'm obviously not going to mention any names, who are in openly polyandrous relationships, and it works for them because they've come to a point where they're honest with each other and they honestly believe that monogamy is a lie.
Yeah.
It does not work according to human nature.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be honest. I think it requires an incredible amount of letting go of your ego.
To say, as in,
Because then pillow talk, man, just see a sheen. Yeah, you know, pillow talk is like, oh, how'd it go with you? Ah, no, it's not great anymore, hey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's just amazing. How's it going with you? Oh, he's great. You know?
Would you be in something like that?
No.
Yeah.
No. I actually believe in
monogamy.
You'd
rather just have this person hide it.
No, I'd like to believe that it is possible to be faithful to each other.
I think sometimes when people talk about cheating, we always go to like the final thing, which is sex, right?
But
there's other ways, you know. There's emotional cheating, there's cyber cheating, you know, and that's why with this conversation, I want to put away the sex. I mean, look, the sex will obviously
we'll find its way back.
I'm tabazo. Somewhere in there, you know. Yeah. So what I want to know is you know, is it possible, is it okay if there's someone that I can go and just dump my emotions on? Do we consider that as cheating?
I think it is, because I have been in a relationship previously where I was like, but you are emotionally cheating on me. And that person did not understand why I was losing my mind.
What was happening?
That partner was much older than me.
Yeah.
So granted, there were a lot of things I didn't understand. Mdala, I don't understand your problems.
Yeah.
I'm still like going clubbing.
Yeah.
This person's got like 50-year-old problems.
the latest song when you're putting your life cap.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Funeral
plan. Yeah. I go say, yeah.
So there was a huge disconnect. Like, we couldn't engage on many levels intellectually and emotionally.
Yeah.
Because we were just so different. So that person had a lot of female friends who were that person's age.
Yeah.
Notice I don't put gender in.
Yeah.
Who were that person's age. So bayazwana, you know?
Yeah.
So at the beginning I was like, okay, no, that need is being met there. But then like now after years, I'm like, no, but it doesn't feel right. I feel hurt. I feel the same way I would feel if you're having sex with this person.
Yeah.
Because ngo 12 ebusuku niyafonelana.
Siyakhuluma.
Yes.
Ngimtshela ukuthi
hours.
Yeah, kwenzeka kanjena kanjena kanje.
Yes. Ngiyahamba ngisaya kuzibani, ngizobuya Tuesday. I'm going through a lot.
Ha. And I'll tell you mina.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's definitely cheating, absolutely. And your partner should be that person for you. It's not about sex.
Yeah.
You otherwise don't be with a person can't emotionally connect with.
But we're not perfect. You know? I mean there's points where or there's relationships where we're like, you know what? The sex here is amazing. But the pillow talk, like
Utom.
Yeah, Utom. Yeah, we stole me, man. Mara, I mean you know, so I kind of have to sacrifice it. Okay, I'll stay here for the sex, you know?
Yeah, the honesty will take us a long way, though.
What if
you told the person, I would like this to be a sexual relationship and I'll have these needs met outside? I think there needs to be a relationship revolution, where people actually just get honest about their feelings and then it will just like take away so much pain. If you know what you're getting into.
Who do you think are the biggest emotional cheaters? Men or women? Let's get into gender.
I haven't dated both men and women.
Liar.
I really can't say, because I think kuyangawe. There are very emotional beings out there.
Yeah.
And especially like the kind of people the circles that I am open to, that I know.
Yeah.
The people close to me. But emotional, men and women.
Yeah.
So anyone that wants to be vulnerable with someone is then,
what
will
do you think
that.
Causes? You know. I want to go into this thing, because right now we're talking about initially masqala, you know, and I wanna get into the perfect thing.
Mm.
We together, we mix, we can talk about stuff.
Mm.
Let's say when we're young, you know, if we're going clubbing, we're going clubbing together, you know, and then there's also that growth. Because you don't grow
at the same pace.
At the same pace, at the same time, right?
Mm.
And you find that someone else wants to talk about life cover now. about what's happening in life now, not what would happen after.
Exactly.
Yeah. So is that person, and they've probably articulated it, you know, are they then, would you be mad if that person now actually goes and finds someone that they will confide in? would that still be considered as cheating?
I think communication is everything.
But and
each each relationship has to have its own rules. There's no cut and dry. This is the only way for a relationship to work. And I think that's part of the problem why relationships go through the things they do, is because we think it's supposed to work one way. So if that person communicates, then you must just be open. Yes, ego. Because once you relinquish ego, then you can say, okay, I can't be everything to this person, so let me allow them to get this somewhere else. But then that's also dangerous because ego is a part of who we are. So we are prone, like, you're going to get jealous.
So you're saying we should it's fair? You're saying it's fair to say, Lalela, you know what? You want to have a funny guy. Right, so go and find somebody that will make you laugh, because me, I've run out of jokes.
Yes, I think definitely if you cannot be what the other person needs you to be, and you cannot accept that other person is going to find that thing somewhere else, then let them go find that thing.
Let's bring it back from being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring it to sex.
Mm.
You know, there's I satisfy.
You gotta go, man.
Because you know, some guy once said to me, I feel like she's giving me permission, but she's not going to vocalize it and say, go and have sex. And this conversation was coming via, polygamy now.
Mm.
To say that, you know, a lot of people are bashing polygamy, but there comes a point where a woman cannot really be sexually active. Like
a woman.
Yeah, like
let's take that back. Women stay sexually active until because in their bodies nothing is going to flop at any moment ever.
What
ever.
Do you mean? Explain that.
I mean, ED is mostly a male problem.
No. But there's women go through a point where, you know, they just, their libido is just,
that's not low. You're making it sound general. It's not general at all.
So what is it? Is it a problem?
It's low libido needs to be treated, guys, and people go through it. Some people, because of menopause, and some people, menopause makes them more sexually hungry.
Yeah.
Women reach their sexual peak like 29, 30s, 40. Yeah. So, like in your 30s, what I mean? There's a very patriarchal misconception that as women age, they lose interest in sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also stems a lot from the fact that men, especially coming from traditional societies, I'm not talking about black people, by traditional, I mean before people could talk openly about things like this. If a man can't satisfy a woman, he says, we are banned. So if you can't make a woman orgasm, because you're not doing the things, then you say she's not, you know.
But there's a lot of guys now, you know. I sit with a lot of young married men and even older guys who are married. They just tell you, bang, he's there. He wants to do it. But, you know, excuse your headache. Those things come from women. You know, it's very rare that you'll find a man.
I think it's undocumented, the excuses that come from male. Because I know... I think everyone I know, and now everyone I know is in trouble. It is a known fact that a lot of women are incredibly sexually unsatisfied, but they just don't have the platform to say it. Because
unsatisfied or deprived?
Both.
Shout out Nigeria, shout out Zimbabwe, shout out Namibia,
But let's say hypothetically, there's this situation where this woman, and this woman is a representative, I'm sure, of like 80% of the female population, is with a man, and I'm talking about a heterosexual relationship here, is with a man who just isn't interested. Or isn't as frequently interested as she is. And so it's both.
And you're saying it represents 80%?
Yes, I have done my research.
Yeah.
Yes.
So kona madoda, you're saying 80%?
Ati ngiphethwe ikhanda, angifuni, ngikhathele, ngine stress. It's yo.
I swear to God.
It's just that women have never been given a platform to vocalize their sexuality.
Yeah.
Because if I say I'm not getting it enough, they're like, what's wrong with you? You're a hoe. What are you, you know?
So that you want to go sleep around.
That stigma is still there, even today, of I can't say that my sexual needs are greater than what you are giving me because I'm going to look like...
Now, let's talk about that woman. Let's talk about that woman. Is she now entitled to go and get it somewhere else?
I think that woman...
Is it okay if she goes and she gets it somewhere else? Because Lendo did it pete kand. Makanda kand. Now makanda kand. Whoopies makanda.
I think that communication, again...
I mean, has she
communicated
and
this?
And that's what we're talking about. We're past the stage of Guti Sabu Kuluma or in, you know? Where we're saying, Guti, let's say, for instance, now moving away from sex and saying that, you know, let's say someone says, you're not that funny anymore. And they've made it clear to you, Guti, you know what? You used to be funny. You used to be fun. You used to be in. And, you know, every time all we talk about is serious stuff. And they've probably communicated that so many times. Or you find vice versa where, you know, the other person has said, all we ever do is siyajayava. But we actually never talk about where we're going. Because maybe they've reached that maturity level. And here's Iauti who still wants to go, ayo jive. Can she now go and find that conversation?
Somewhere else. But then what are you building? Why are you in this relationship?
But when it started, we were all on the same level.
But we're not there anymore. I think Lentoya forever also, yes, Mosh.
Yeah.
Because this kind of idea that relationships need to last forever has hurt so many people. Because if you do outgrow each other, then how does that work with your personal development?
But there's kids involved now. Young, I understand. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's easier to just maybe break up when there's no children, there's no in, because there's other people now in the house.
But if you're unhappy, what must happen? Must you stay in a marriage where you are absolutely unhappy? How is that benefiting the children? How?
Ntulil.
Ngiyakubona.
Ntulil. We are hanging out with Utishio, and she's just asked a very interesting question. Do you stay? Do you not stay? Should you stay for the sake of saving this whole thing? Or are you allowed to go and get fulfilled outside? And I want to come back and ask you, you know, a follow-up question to that. We've asked you to send your voice notes and we also have a comedy clip. But I also want to just start with the comedy clip and then we'll take your voice notes. You are still hanging out with us on cliffcentral.com every Wednesday from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. How wing ban?
Lying will ruin your life. Lying will ruin your goddamn life. Lying ruined my marriage. True shit, sweetie. Lying ruined my goddamn marriage. That's a lie. I cheated. Let's talk about it, though. Let's figure it out. Don't judge me. Let me explain. Yes, people, I cheated. Am I ashamed of it? No, I'm not. Do I wish that I could take it back? No, I don't. Let me tell you why. You can't evolve as a man if you never make a mistake. The only way that you can be perfect is to fuck up. I get it. I fucked up. Don't cheat. Nah, whatever. Now, do I think cheating was the problem? No, I don't. Cheating was not the problem. Lying about cheating was the problem. If I'd have been honest about it, might have worked it out. But I wasn't. I lied. And I didn't just lie on myself. I put my best friend in my lie. I don't think that's a bad thing to do. Let me explain why. If you're my best friend, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. I shouldn't have to ask for your permission for me to put you in my lie. You know why? Because you're my best fucking friend, bitch. That's your job. The day that we sign up and say that we best friends, that means that my bullshit is your bullshit. And your bullshit is my bullshit.
Yes.
If you're my real best friend, you should know that I need you to lie for me by the look on my face. If I'm looking at you and I'm not blinking, if I'm like this. That's a goddamn sign. That means the bitch got to drop on us. My back is against the wall. This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. It is what it is.
That is very interesting.
You know, and it's very interesting to hear it from someone who's cheated before.
Publicly.
And yeah, but also to say, you know, after everything else, they look at it, they're like, I don't regret it. Because they probably have communicated it so many times. To say that, Dada, The 30 seconds I sevens. I sevens, yeah. 30 seconds. It takes me 7 minutes. And when I'm zerang, 30 seconds. So, being realistic, is it okay?
Why can't we work at things before we go and cheat, though? And again, going back to the ego thing, if she's saying to Dad that 30 seconds is not working, if Dad is not going to be all about it and get his ego bruised, then he needs to learn the techniques that will either make him last longer or help him do other things.
Have you ever been given a problem and not a solution? You are just being told the problem. Our niwa is solution, you know? You're just being told, listen here, it's 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds, sort it out.
Yeah, then you go and you sort it out.
But if you say this is someone that you love, you probably say, this is how we should sort it out. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who are given problems. And for instance, I'm just using this example where we're saying that you're not funny anymore, but you are not bringing the funny in the relationship. We're saying you're not fun anymore. But you never, you know, come back from work and you've got this joke that you got from M17 or from the internet or in. But you're just quick to say you're not funny anymore. Or you're a 30-second man. Maybe I'm 30-second because maybe you are just...
You are just what? Finish.
Can I just not finish? Why am I censoring myself?
I think you know, there's always going to be things where people are not, because it's two people at the end of the day. So there'll always be things. We can't every time the person isn't enough of something, jump and go and look outside.
Because
now, like, make an effort. Both of you make an effort.
And you keep saying it.
And nothing happens.
And maybe sometimes it just changes for like a day or two.
And then they go back to.
Yeah.
Then rather leave before cheating, or say if you're going to go and look outside. But the lying is the problem.
But what I've also picked up is that some people, when they cheat, does not mean that they don't love this person.
You just love them.
You know, you love them. You can go and cheat
and come back and love.
Yeah. You don't want to leave, but you have a need.
I've heard a lot of people, like, when it is known fact that some people say it will come to, that whole time, what were you thinking? Did I not cross your mind? No, you didn't cross my mind. I was there. But you still love that person. So I think it's quite complex because our makeup is complex. It's very impossible to love one person in a lifetime.
I want to ask you something just after I read this thing. We asked for your comments on Instagram, and it's very interesting. Umimi D Young Bab said, "Eya Mwanesu, it is within his ability to fulfill any of my needs, and I don't understand why he is not fulfilling them. So outside is where I will go, and there is no certainty if I will ever come back." But then she came back and she's like, no. With another post. And she said, "I've changed my mind. It gives you no right to cheat."
That's when she remembered that.
And then she's like, he's following me. And then she said, "No, you stay and you try to solve the problem. And where the issue is at, then it is beyond us. We have tried all we can to fix the issue, and then we exit the relationship, but we don't cheat." Do you think, and this for me says that people feel guilty about cheating.
Because of these rules. So if you are living within those rules, then you must feel guilty, because then you are in breach if you cheat.
I think
if those rules don't exist for you, then ni grand.
I think Minogutaiko, when you've mentioned it, I mean, you've taken the step, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if you talk to someone, they don't just keep quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, when you say, "Hey, listen, sexually I'm not satisfied anymore," they'll probably say, "What's wrong?" Right? Where is it wrong? I understand. Mm-hmm. And you've mentioned it. That's a good step, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a great step.
And you probably, you know, they'll probably come back to you and say, "So after, is it working? Is it not working?" You know?
And then they're still like...
Yeah. So after you've tried all of that,
Then make it an open relationship. But the whole thing, the whole reason why it's called cheating is because of the dishonesty factor.
So you must announce
it. As soon
it.
As you're doing it within the...
I told you and I told you there's no change.
It can be.
There's no improvement.
Guys, do you know that's why there are relationship therapists out there that can help facilitate the transition into an open relationship in a safe way that is comfortable for both of you?
Have you ever been in an open relationship?
Huh?
Because you, you sound like a high man. We have to teach you this thing.
In my youth, yes, actually, many years ago.
And it worked? Would you go back?
No, God, no. It started feeling like just a community project. Yo,
yeah.
Swanny.
Yeah.
No,
it felt like a PAC teacher. Yeah.
Yo, so that one problem, one person's problem, it's everyone's problem.
Yeah.
And it was, God, have I ever told anyone this? I was like 23, and I think I was in a relationship. We were in a relationship.
Yeah.
There were five of us.
Five.
We were all in a relationship with each other.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and you all knew.
I was a hippie of note, guys. So that's why it was, you know, it was
I met
to
you
be
when
expected.
You were 23.
No?
When did I meet you? No, because I'm trying to find who the other four are. In my head, I'm thinking, was it 23? Yeah, I think she was 23.
No comment.
Yeah, okay.
But it worked for a time when in that youth bubble, because we thought we were love activists and we were ego-free.
Yeah.
But actually, it wasn't that. We were just like high.
Yeah. Yeah, you were just high. And you're like, I see Zamen.
So as soon as the high came down a couple of months later, it was
you're
just like
no. Nah.
Yeah,
it's
it was just a
working lot.
It's a lot of admin. Like,
yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm still trying to figure out who the other four is. Let's take your voice notes.
I just wanted to comment that cheating is never okay, because when you and your spouse got together, y'all had mutual feelings towards each other, and hence y'all were satisfied with each other's actions and, you know, affection. So the fact that something went wrong along the way and now they refuse to fulfill what you desire does not give you a license to cheat. Everybody has their own times. Everybody has different feelings, you know, at different times. So you have to understand that you cannot get what you want whenever you want it. Okay, so it doesn't give you any license to cheat. You should be patient. Oh, well, by the way, being in that relationship, you shouldn't even be looking to get something out. It's all about giving, and what you give shall be given back to you. So you shouldn't always be the one demanding to get, because then that's where the problem starts. So there is no license to cheat. Cheating is just out of the line. So yeah, it doesn't give you any license to cheat. Just be patient and do what's right.
You don't agree?
Tanda, I'm patient. Have you ever uifune manje? Like you want it now. Like you want it now. Not ksasa. Not nin. Ungjongitelang your patience when.
I think you're. I think
this voice note. Like I think Utido has never been horny.
In her life.
like you know, and I'll say this. You know, I'll say this as a married man, because you know. When you've got like kids and stuff, the timetable changes. Like, actually, it's even sad that we're saying timetable because because the things change.
Yes,
Markula, I don't know, pegales and jales, your kids, and you're like sleep, and then also, and then after you're born, no, as in no mundo, yeah. So and that's what I'm saying. Then someone says, no, be patient. I mean, she's saying that be patient.
I think...
And patience is one of the values in a relationship, right?
It is. It is a value. But I think there must just be balance to that patience thing. Because also... Because then you can't stay in a situation, whatever the reason is, whether you are not emotionally satisfied or sexually satisfied or financially satisfied.
Yeah.
for some time and you've said and you've tried to work at it and it's still not working,
yeah,
then you are you cannot be told to begezela. Because Tito said something about giving, and I do believe in the law of giving and generosity, yeah, but I don't think we're only here to give and not get.
Yeah, and I think that's like I think in relationships we don't go out of our way to understand what the other person wants. Like, you know, there's a guy who said, I cheated because I was just not getting hugs. Did he have hug cheating only?
He was going around hugging in the dark.
No, but you know, the final thing is sex. But he said, I would have never gotten there because Mina, I'm affectionate.
Yes, it's actually that makes a lot of sense because some people are just not affectionate.
Yeah.
Some people don't kiss even. Some people don't hold hands. And that can, like, because you need that.
Yeah. Her chest is out. She wasn't receiving me, you know? And you could tell that, okay, this is. But is it okay? Shouldn't we go out of our way to kind of understand what the other person's about?
All she has to do is just bring her arms in.
Yeah, in. Pela, and just maybe 10 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. And think warm thoughts.
And like so something. He went and he was getting these hugs, you know, from someone else. And I mean, obviously, hugs lead to other hugs.
To other parts hugging.
Yeah.
Well, we've
lost
tricky.
Our train. Yeah. You and I can just go on and on and on and on. Let's take another voice note. Asizu Guti, what's the other voice note? Ah, here we go.
It's Jimmy.
And Hector.
So?
Well, first off, cheating is wrong. Nothing can ever justify it. So your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend refusing is a harsh word, but not giving it up should not.
It is refusing though, still.
Okay, yeah. But
if they don't want to.
Okay. But no, I'm saying this because I was once in a relationship, guy, with a guy, obviously, and we were celibate. Well, I was, because he cheated on me because we were not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's wrong, especially if you made the decision as like, no, but we decided we're not going to do it. We decided we're not going to do it, and then he cheats. I mean, that's just wrong. I don't know what you think, but
well, I cheating is wrong. Like, don't get me wrong, but I mean, if you monga itole kaozo itola, like, depends how long this goes on for. Like, I'm willing to find not every day.
Yeah, but if you that's made good, a decision if, as a couple, which
but that's
we did.
Celibacy. This is something different.
Also, if we start and then we don't.
Yeah,
continue. Oh, no, then that's crazy. Go bye-bye. Get it somewhere else.
No.
Don't start what you can't finish.
Yes.
Is that the same?
Yes. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh man, you know, Utumi and Hector, they always send us these voice notes like every single week. I think they should have like their own show.
They are some colorful personalities.
Yeah, you know, and what do you take from what they say?
The celibacy thing is interesting, actually, because in a hypothetical situation, someone could have been in a relationship where they don't enter celibate together, but the one suddenly has spiritual revelations.
Yeah.
And now wants to go to India and come back celibate.
Yeah.
Then what?
Nsala no ban, man.
Then what?
I'm seeing the spice. Yeah.
No, but also we are India as a shalan and we're still together. But when you've decided you are celibate now because you have taken the path of whatever higher consciousness that you've taken,
yeah,
then what? And everything else is fine. So that celibacy thing is actually quite tricky because people's spiritual development happens differently.
I say, you know, if you're going to get into something, understand it, right? If you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do, right? Mm. You're in a relationship, and what comes with a relationship?
Mm.
Like, I feel like people have, they feel which they can just say no.
Oh, you mean you're not allowed to say now it's about rape?
But I'm saying it feels, you know, it gets to a point where someone feel that they can deprive you of sex, one, or they can deprive you of affection.
Mm.
I mean, that's what relationships are about, right? And that's what you got into. And if you if you like, I mean, you like reggae music, right?
Yes, I do.
And when they got into this thing, it's about what Tishiwe likes, mm-hmm. and what Umandisa likes, and now we are together. We kind of need to share each other's mm-hmm. interests, right? Mm-hmm. Or support each other. Even.
Yes. Give the other person room to be themselves yeah. while trying to compromise where you must. Our different interests, if they clash, then there has yeah. to be a compromise. So, but like the no thing, and also I think Hector and Tumina
yeah.
touched on it, the not giving it up. I think people also still need the freedom to say no, though.
Yeah,
guys.
No, you can say no.
Unless it's a constant no.
There's a no, and yeah. then there's deprivation.
Yes,
right? But
there's also people that you like... withhold yeah. because they're tricksters.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, no, if you don't do this, then we're not gonna have sex, you know, like ish, there's those yeah. things where now you are being
they hold your ransom
being devious.
Yeah,
so yeah.
yeah,
don't do that. And if you have a problem, guys, I know herbs, né? And there yeah, are herbs for these things
now. Go come down. Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of people
the show, come down. Yeah.
think that they have like sexual low sexual appetite. Kanti yeah. konanje. I'm a katakata. I'm a loser. Young elento.
What's
that?
Ease.
You can even get them at discount, guys. Like it's not even that deep. You don't
yeah,
even need a prescription.
Yeah, yeah.
Like moringa is a great herb for libido, both men and women. So before you cheat, get your partner moringa leaves.
I'll say. I get tingling, so I get mentioned. Now we're advertising. Tishu, unfortunately we've run out of time, man. And you know, it's always great having you know, having to hang out with you all the time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Right, so where do we catch you, Tish?
On Twitter I am at Tishiwe. Yeah. On Instagram I am at Tishiwe. On Facebook I am
at Tishiwe.
Yes.
At home I am at Tishiwe.
I'm lucky enough to be the only person in the world with that name, so
yeah.
I share it with no one. So yeah.
Are you serious?
Google me, Kahiso.
In the,
see
in
if
the
you
world.
Find it. Absolutely, in the world. My mother made that name up.
Oh my goodness.
I'm special.
You're like Vilakazi Street, the only street in the world to have two Nobel Prize winners. Like, oh, special, you are special. Yeah.
That is special.
Well, you know what? I'm going to mess this thing up for you. I'm going to have another kid and call it Tissue. Change our own calendar. But thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank
and
you so much for
I
having
hope that
me,
you,
man.
You know what? One day we're gonna have a show and we're going to invite you again where we talk about maybe libido and like what you just said now, you know? And I think a lot of people will
yes,
want to know about
there's
it.
There's also like yoga that helps. Like there's so many things you
yeah,
can do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would
man.
Be interesting. When are we having you back on the show? We must call you.
Let's do it.
Call me so we can just talk about the herbs. It's been another interesting hour, your favorite hour of the week. You can catch this show on your podcast and you can download it from cliffcentral.com. It was always amazing hanging out with you. My name is Kagiso Modupi and you can catch me on at Kagiso Modupi on Facebook. On Twitter. Yeah, I am the only one. I am also special. And until we meet again, and shout out, guys, I see you all over the world when you download our podcast and when you stream us live. I just want to say shout out to all the people in the UK as well. And in the US and in Israel, we see you. Dubai, we see you. Lesotho, we also see you. And we are nothing without you. And remember, if it's not Wednesday, then it is?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, God.
We out.
Yo, what's good? Sharp Fetish, your boy Showtime Black Les, the rap Steve Biko. You're listening to Unleash with Kagiso Modupi on Cliff Central. Ah, yes.
CliffCentral.com.